So let's say you're planning to invest in stocks, or let's say you've invested in some stocks already, and then you're wondering, how can I make money with these stocks? Now, in this episode, I'm going to be explaining to you guys different ways you can make money by investing in stocks. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyan podcast, the best podcast where you listen to content on how to make, manage and multiply money. I really want to say thank you for coming to listen to this wonderful episode and for constantly supporting me. I really appreciate you guys. I really, really do. Now, straight into this topic, I'm going to be sharing with you the different ways you can make money by investing in stocks. Now, before I continue, if you are completely new to stocks, like you're completely new to investing in the stock market, now there's a link for you in the description of this episode. Just check the description of this episode. It will be the first link. Just tap on it. You're going to be seeing different videos that will guide you as a beginner on how to invest in stocks and make money in the stock market. Now, let's continue. Now, there are two main ways you can make money when you invest in stocks. Now, the first one is dividend income, and the second one is capital growth. Now, I'm going to be explaining these two ways to you guys in this episode. Now, the first one, which is dividend income. Now, dividend income is the money paid out of the profit of a particular company to the shareholders. That means, you know, out of the profit a particular company has made, you know, they take part of that money and then they give it out to the shareholders. That is, the shareholders are you and I that are investing in the company. Now, it's just like they are saying thank you for investing in our company, but they are not just saying thank you, they are saying the thank you by giving you cash. Now, how do you get your own dividend income when you invest in a company? Now, the thing here is that the more shares you buy from a particular company, the more dividend you will be able to earn from that company. Now, there are some companies that pay 10% as dividend income annually. That annually means every year. And some companies pay 8%. Some companies pay as low as 3%. And some companies pay as high as 14 to 20% annually. Now, don't think because a company is paying 20% annually, then that's the best company. No. Now, when it comes to the stock market, it is kind of different. I've noticed that it is better to invest in a good and stable company that pays low dividend income than to invest in an average company that is paying high dividend income. Now, another thing you should know is that not all companies pay dividend. Not all companies pay dividend. Now, those companies that pay dividend are called dividend stocks, or those stocks that you invest in that pay you dividend are called dividend stocks. Now, another thing you need to know about dividend income is that different companies have their periods for paying their dividend. Now, some companies might be paying 4 times a year, some companies might be paying 2 times a year, while some companies might be paying just once every year. Now, let's take for example, a particular company is paying 10% annually as its dividend income. That means you're going to be getting 10% of whatever you're investing in that company every year. Now, let's say for example, that company is paying once every year. That means you're going to be getting your 10% all at once every year. But if the company is paying twice a year, it means you're going to be getting 5% 2 times a year. That's just the meaning. And if it is that the company is paying 4 times a year, it means you're going to be getting 2.5% every 3 months. So 2.5% in 4 places, that's 10%. So if you're investing in a particular company, you need to research and check the periods in which they pay their dividend income. If it's 4 times a year, 3 times a year, 2 times a year, one to just once a year, so you can know how much you're going to be getting from that company. Now, there are some advantages of investing in dividend stocks. Number one is that it is less risky. It has been proven that dividend stocks are less risky and they are also less volatile. Another advantage is that they can help you generate passive income for you. Just imagine you are making money because you are investing your money. So just like your money is working for you. So you just like if you invest, like let's say you invest 1 million naira in a particular company and then the company is paying 10%, that means they'll be paying you 100,000 naira every year. So it's just like you're generating passive income for yourself. So that's the number one way to make money from the stock market, which is dividend income. Now, the second way you can make money from the stock market is called capital growth. Now, capital growth is the increase in the value of your assets or investment over time. Now, an example of this is, let's say you invest like 100,000 naira into the stock market this year, and then maybe after 2 years, that 100,000 naira has turned to like 200,000 naira or 300,000 naira. Now, that's what capital growth is called. Now, the stocks that you invest in that give you enough capital growth, or let me say high capital growth, are called growth stocks. Now, don't forget, number one, I said the stocks that give you dividend are called dividend stocks, while the stocks that give you high capital growth are called growth stocks. Now, these growth stocks, they don't pay dividend. So, yeah, I hope you can understand the difference now. These growth stocks, they don't pay dividend, but they can give you high capital growth. And most of the stocks that are under these growth stocks are stocks that are really, really growing. And that's why you have stocks like Google stocks, Tesla, Amazon, Facebook under the growth stocks. Now, one thing you need to know about growth stocks is that they are really volatile and they are more risky. Now, the thing is that you can make a lot of money with growth stocks and you can also lose quite a lot of money with growth stocks. So you need to know which one you are going for. So if you are the kind of person that you can really take a lot of risk, or maybe you are still young, you can actually go for growth stocks. While if you are the kind of person that you don't want to take a lot of risk and you still want to be getting passive income on the side, you can invest in dividend stocks. Now, these are the two ways you can make money when you invest your money in the stock market. Now, I made a list of some growth stocks and dividend stocks that you can invest in for good profit. Make sure you check the links in the description of this episode. You are going to see them there. So that's all I have for you guys today. The two main ways to make money from the stock market: number one, dividend income; number two, capital growth. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you've learned something from this. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.